And now this is a dictation. For Connie, C-O-N-N-I-E, Fletcher, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R, July 9, 50, addresses a letter to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L-P-A-C, 8286835. Dear Mr. Flegel, follow up for Kani with chronic kidney disease, anemia, and hypercalcemia last visit in June. Comes accompanied with husband. There is frequency nocturne incontinence without infection, cloudiness of blood. Is prior left-sided ablation treatment for renal cancer, University of Michigan. She keeps herself very active. She follows a left leg wound, ulcer, status post skin graft, improving, no antibiotics, review system done, medication list review. Presently off ACE inhibitors, remains on Norvasc, beta blockers and aldactone, no diuretics, takes Coumadin. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 130s over 90s. Here has been, 130s over 70s. Here has been in the 156-63. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear. No pericardial rap, no gross arrhythmia. Overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness. Minor peripheral edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from September, creatinine improved. 1.58 for a GFR presently at 34. Elevated calcium at 11, normal sodium, upper potassium, normal acid base, normal albumin, phosphorus. Anemia down to 9 with a normal white blood cell platelet. Relative iron deficiency or low normal, ferritin 76 with a saturation of 20, PTH not suppressed at 86. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease. Presently stable, no progression, no indication for dialysis. No obstruction, urinary retention, incidental finding of a solid mass, left kidney status post ablation. Was followed through University of Michigan. She has relative iron deficiency anemia, starting iron replacement 3 days a week. For hypercalcemia, PTH is not suppressed. We will do a nuclear medicine scan of the parathyroid. She's presently taking no calcium or vitamin D. She's requesting repeat imaging for the recent ablation. She normally follows through University of Michigan. We'll see what we can do locally. Only should discuss at length with patient and family. End of dictation.